Welcome to Becoming a Soulful CEO. Get ready to shake out plans smaller than you know you are, be expanded to embody your soulful CEO vision, and activating your movement to take form through soul-changing experiences. I'm your host, Bex, spiritual business mentor, brand strategist, experience creator, and your soulful CEO expander, holding the torch for you to walk in the light. Our mantra: when you lead with soul, leverage your strategy, your power to serve is amplified. Welcome to Becoming the Soulful CEO, empowering you to becoming the leader you always needed. Ready to shake things up and infuse your expertise and energy, creating group programs and a whole experiential nature that you never knew existed? Let's dive into another powerful, potent episode of the Soulful CEO Way to Doing Business Differently. Welcome back to another episode. Oh my God, I'm excited about today. I feel like every episode so far, I've started with that. But if you haven't listened to or embodied or gone through episode 2 yet, all around the activation, I would definitely encourage you to listen to this and then go back to that, because episode 2 and this episode as well are really going to work together in the most powerful and potent way. So I would highly recommend that before we dive into today. But like I said, if you do enjoy this show, you do enjoy this episode, please share it on Instagram, jump into my DMs, let me know what landed, let me know what you enjoyed. I really, really want to hear from you, and share it to the world. The more we get this out there, the more soulful CEOs can hear this and can really know this different way of doing business as well. It's one of the things I'm most passionate about, stepping into, holding the torch for you to step into the light, step into becoming the soulful CEO. And today's episode, so I'm so excited for it, because it's really going to shine the light on the way in which I do things that's very, very different, and the way in which my unique method is very different. And hopefully as well, it's going to really give you some kind of fast like downloads and realizations on some of the things that have been keeping you stuck in your business that often people don't realize, or they don't have the awareness that like what's going on with what's keeping them stuck. And I think that's the biggest thing, isn't it? We just kind of feel like you get to this point where it's you just know you're not where you want to be, but you're not really sure what is going on for you. So today is going to be such a powerful mirror for you to have that land, have that awareness, and then know the things that we're going to be working through today to really shift you out of it. And especially today, like this episode has been born out of last month and the month before. I was doing free offer audits, and these are now open as part of this competition. So super juicy. After you've listened to this, you can jump in, look at the competition, see how you can apply for that free offer audit. But this episode especially has been born out of me doing loads of these free offer audits last month and the month before, and it really created such a powerful and potent shift with people that were having these free offer audits, because these gaps are just not spoken about, and I always see them as unseen opportunities. So that's what we're going to be going into today. And it kind of talks to the place, and if this is landing with you, this is going to be super powerful. But if you've got to the point where in your business, maybe you're a few years into your business, it doesn't really matter the length of time, but say you're a few years into your business, but essentially you've got to that point where you've been experimenting, like you've spent years experimenting, you've really been showing up, building community, like especially with your offers, you've maybe got that like longer term one-to-one, you've dipped in and out of like different offers you've created, like workshops, one-offs, that sort of thing. And you've already been helping clients, and maybe you've been helping them for a while, and you're starting as well to really hone in on a unique method. And this might have happened quite organically, and it might have happened because when you're working more with clients, there's certain things you tweak, and also you're really growing in confidence. So you're stepping into some of the things that are really more like your gifts and your way of doing things. So this kind of like unique method's probably been bubbling below the surface, or maybe you've started to take your clients through what feels like a unique method, But maybe you feel like you're not fully owning that. But anyway, you've got to this point where you've experimented, you've tried the things, you've kept getting curious along this journey with what's worked and what's felt good, and obviously like what hasn't worked and why things haven't worked. And usually when things haven't worked, sometimes you kind of have that, like, it's like something just drops in afterwards. It makes you really realize where maybe your kind of your ego or the shoulds or what other people are doing has kind of been like leading the way. And then when things don't work, it's kind of like if you have that reflection afterwards, because if you're listening in this space, you'll be very curious type of person, kind of have that moment afterwards where you reflect and you think, actually, why did that not work for me? What was feeling misaligned? And you probably have that realization that it didn't work because it wasn't aligned to you or the way you were doing things. But you've essentially kind of moved through a lot of this, and maybe up till this point, everything's been fine. Like, it's not that anything's wrong, but you're kind of at this point where it's almost like what has worked to you for you up to this point is no longer seems to be taking you to the next part. It's almost like you're stuck at these levels. Like, these levels get spoken about so much, and I really like talking about it like that, but it's almost like you feel like you've hit this point where maybe you're showing up in the same way, you're doing the same things, and you're not really getting any differences in the club, like pulling in clients, working with clients on a deeper level. But you've kind of got to this point where essentially you just know you're here for more. You just know you're here for more. And this more feeling, this is your soul starting to get loud. This is your soul starting to get loud. Because what happens, and what I see so often, and this is why my soul clients come to me at this place, because what usually has happened is like those first few years or however long the start, there's so much of that experimentation and so much of like the trial and error. What can happen is we can really get lost in the noise of what other people are doing or how other people do it, or you're just trying to figure it out, that you can kind of get lost in all of that. And the thing that gets lost in all of that is that the soul part of why you started and the whole reason why you started or who you were here to help or how you were here to do things and really express who you are, it's almost like that part has taken a back seat. And I speak about this a lot. It's almost like it's there, it's not gone away, but it's not leading. The soul isn't leading. And what's actually taken the front seat is kind of what I call the strategy, but it's like misaligned strategy, because when the strategy comes in and it's aligned, it's like so freaking potent and elevates everything. But what's usually happening if you feel like you're resonating with being at this point is the soul part has kind of got like blurred, a little bit muddy, and like that all the other stuff has been leading. But you've got to this point where you just know you're ready for more. Like you just feel it to your core, you're ready for more. When you're at this space as well, it's likely that you know that who you're calling in and who you're attracting, the soul clients that you're attracting, it's likely that you're aware that they're not really necessarily super, super soul aligned anymore. So you're kind of at that point where you know you want to help your soul clients maybe go deeper, maybe have a deeper transformation. The way in which you help them, maybe there's other parts that you really want to tap into. You know you're here to really create that bigger impact, but also like the depth of the impact. And as well, like to embody and really step into all of these gifts and infuse those with the way in which you do things. So it feels like that part hasn't quite landed, but you're not sure like what. You're not sure what to do next or how to shift things or what needs to change. You're just in what I call this kind of gray area. And this is really exciting. It might not feel exciting because what happens in this space is that you'll probably be feeling a bit lost, a bit confused, maybe a bit overwhelmed, because what's happening is that the clarity isn't there. So you don't really know what's going on. And of course, like in that space, it can feel scary. It can feel like everything's in there to keep you safe at this point. But what I'm here to drop in and tell you, and hopefully this is just gonna move any of those feelings from it feeling like scary or unsafe, shift those feelings to actually being really exciting and really expansive. Because this space that you're in right now is the space where you're on the edge of your evolution. You are on the edge of your evolution. So, what has worked for you up to this point has been fine, has served a purpose. Those offers have served a purpose. Those soul clients have served a purpose. That it's all got you to this point. But it's not what's going to get you to the next place. It's not what's going to get you to that next evolution. You're on the edge of this evolution. And it's likely that this evolution is really showing up in all areas. Like, it's probably like your lifestyle starting to shift. Who you are and stepping into who you're becoming is starting to shift. It's like all these things are starting to bubble up under the surface, and it's what means that why your business is feeling misaligned and why this is showing up on the surface. And I'll talk about how this can show up on the surface to hopefully let this land a bit deeper. But you're on this edge of this evolution, and it can feel like you're at that place where you're so ready to be known. Like, you know, you're here to be known in a way where you're being known for who you truly are. You're being known for like being uniquely you. Like, you're not here just to fit in and slot in and do the same things that everyone else is doing. And maybe right now it feels like you're doing that. You might be doing it, or you might be resisting doing it, but you're kind of not really doing any of it. Maybe you're not fully owning who you are, because you're resisting what you don't want to be, but you're not stepping into who you do want to be. So either way, you're ready to be known. You know you're here. You know you're super, probably really unique. You're very innovative with the way you think, very creative, like super spiritual, like super, like all the self-expression. You know you're here to be known in a way that is you. It's like your whole body resists fitting into any of those little boxes and fitting into how other people are doing things, even if it's people you look up to. You're here for you to be you and to be unique and for everything to feel aligned. And you know you're here to be your version of a leader. Now, when I say leader, I want you to start to think, because the leader can feel sometimes like this masculine, heavy leader. When you think about a leader, think about a leader like the leader that you always wish you had. And this is where the concept of becoming the soulful CEO will come in. And we'll talk about this a bit more. But just for now, think about this leader as this leader isn't necessarily like people maybe you've had around or people you look up to. Your leader is your soulful CEO version of you, which is your higher self meets your leader CEO self. It's the leader that you always needed. When you were at a point in your life when you were looking for that leader, that mentor, whoever that was, and maybe they weren't there, which meant you kind of were becoming it, it's the person that you always needed. You're becoming that version. So that is the leader. That's the leader I want you to start thinking about when I say leader. So your version of a leader, what that looks like for you to be fully you, creating this impact. So you're ready to create this real change. Like, you're ready to go deep into like groups, experiences, like having people around you that you know you're here to create impact for. You're not here to play small. Maybe it feels scary and that's okay. Maybe it feels so big that it's like it's feeling blurry. Like, that's okay. But deep in your soul, you know you're here to do that in your way, in the way that feels aligned for you. And you're also deeply soul driven by your work. Like, so soul driven by your work. It's the whole reason you started your business, the whole reason you've started your business, you've evolved and you've transformed and you've done all of the work. So you know the power of this because you've embodied it time and time again. You've embodied it. There's been a new stretch. You've embodied that. You've experienced this transformation that you know what it's like. So it's, you can't hold back from helping with this thing. And it's got to be the depth of it. Often it's like we feel like you've got the surface thing, like maybe at the start you've got a certification or whatever. That's the surface. Now it's the depth, because you're really moving through embodying a transformation. So you know you're like so soul driven by this work, because you know the impact that it has, because it's changed your life. So you know it's here to change your soul client's life. And it's almost like not, it doesn't quite feel enough for it just to be like an IG bubble, like fitting in with the noise online. It's not about that for you. It's like this deep soul work that like truly changes lives. Like, that's what it's all about. Not just kind of just having like a IG account that's like the business. It's like not even about that. It's about this deep soul work that changes lives. The way in which you want to help your soul clients is like deeper. Like you may have realized, and this will be such a powerful mirror if this is you, you may have realized who you're attracting is a client, like they're an ideal client. Again, they've up to this point, it's been fine. Maybe you 6 months ago, they would have been a soul client. But right now, they're not a soul client. And you can, I'll show like the watch outs and how you can kind of like notice this. But you know they're not a soul client. The way in which you help them, it's like they don't want the depth of it. They're not wanting the depth of how you want to help, like how you want to create a transformation. It's like they're not really bothered about that depth. Or they might not be bothered about a way in which you feel really passionate. So there could be an element of how you help that they're not really like merging with, they're not really aligning with. And this is when there's a bit of a mismatch. And this is the difference between an ideal client versus a soul client. So an ideal client is just a client who of course benefits from your work. So say for example, if you're doing breath work, like just keep it super top line example, if you're doing breath work, you help people with anxiety, for example. Like an ideal client is just someone that wants help with anxiety. Like it's just they do the thing, they want the thing, they're gonna get an impact, they're gonna get some sort of shift through it. Like that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's probably what served you up to a certain point, up to where you are right now. But now the soul client is the person where they know it's not just about that anxiety, it's about who they're here to become. They want to calm their nervous system, they want to go on and change their whole life. Like they want the depth. And they're also really a mirror to who you are as well. So like their energies are matched, their personalities are matched. Like say if you're really creative, like the way they look at things is really creative. So as you embody that creativity more and you show that and you express that, you're attracting that person in. So I'll do a whole new episode on this as well because it's actually like it's such a refinement. But it changes everything. It's such a refinement. So anyway, right now you might be attracting that ideal client versus the soul client that's like allows you to go to the depth of how you help them. They wanna do like the longer term one-to-one. They wanna go deep. They don't just want necessarily like the fast fit. They realize they're further along on their journey. So they realize like they've also done all that trial and error. So they're also ready for something deeper. So this is where you might already start to see, okay, I'm actually pulling in my ideal client versus the soul client is over here and maybe they're further along their journey. So watch out what this is, and a way to see this is one, you might already feel it already, but the second is if you're not retaining your soul clients, so for example, if they're coming to you and they just want the one-offs, like a one-off session, maybe they just want like the one-off breathwork session and that's it. They don't want to do the like the longer term one-to-one that goes into the depth of their lifestyle, holistic, all the rest of it. They're not bothered about that. Then it's likely you're attracting an ideal client and not a soul client. And this is all to do with the positioning. But so if you're attracting that kind of one-off and they kind of give you excuses like it's not the right time, I don't feel like I need that, things like that, it's likely they're not an ideal client, they're a soul client. And like I said, that ideal client would have worked for you at some point. That's why you're attracting them, because it's almost like this older version of you is attracting that ideal client that used to be lit up by that situation. But now you're on the edge of this evolution. You're further along your journey. You've moved along. So now, and we're talking about this because it all ripples through. But now it's like that client's no longer aligned. So of course there's going to be resistance there with how you want to help someone versus them not looking for that or them not needing that. The reason this is all happening and this is all showing up as kind of surface things that you might be thinking, oh, why are my clients not extending? Or why are people dropping in and not finding me? Like, why am I doing a launch and it's not working? All of that stuff is the surface, and it's because things are misaligned. And right now, this is bloody great. This is so great because you're at this point because you've evolved. You're at this point because you've evolved and because you've grown and because you've deepened your awareness of how you help. Your unique method is bubbling under the surface, ready to be mastered. who you are and who you're ready to become is bubbling under the surface. Like all of a sudden, you've got this bigger vision that you're ready to embody. You've grown, you've evolved. The way in which you do things is so different now to when you started. So you've moved further along, you've evolved. So start to see this place as such a moment to like just look at how far you've come. Such a moment to be like, wow, like the reason I'm meeting that resistance or I'm not where I want to be and I'm ready for more is because I've done all this work to get to this point. Is because I've already become this version of myself that now, of course, things are misaligned because they're ready to drop away, they're ready to let go for you to step into who you're here to become. This is when you're at the start of your journey of becoming the soulful CEO. You're right at the edge of ready to stepping into that and jumping into this evolution of becoming the soulful CEO. So you're gonna meet this, but it's the time to say, it's that time to look back and be like, wow, like look at everything I've already done. Look at who I already am. This is so freaking powerful. Now I'm at the place where I'm ready to become, I'm ready to evolve. So this is why it feels at this point like it can feel like things are heightened. It can feel like the fear is heightened. It can feel like all of a sudden things that didn't feel scary before now do. That's all heightened because you're stepping into a new version of yourself. You're stepping into this evolution of who you are. And when you step into that, so much more soul aligned to who you're here to become, the movement you're here to create, who you're here to help, and the way in which you do offers that are an infusion and embodiment of that version of you. So this is a really exciting place to be. It's really, really exciting and it's very expansive. What's worked for you up to this point is great, but you've outgrown it. So you're in this gray area because you've not yet fully stepped into and evolved into this journey of becoming and what you're here to step into. So your positioning is attracting the wrong person right now. Your positioning and how you're showing up is attracting the wrong person right now. It's attracting that older ideal client versus the new soul client that you're aligned and ready to create impact for. You may be missing, likely if I jumped onto your Instagram and I did one of these orders, it's probably that you're missing the clarity on the strong movement. You're missing the clarity around pulling in this one person, visualizing and imagining that one person that you are here to grow your community, being that one person. We'll talk about this in a second. So it's likely your position is attracting the wrong person. It's likely you're missing that clarity around this strong movement. So the minute you land on your page, you understand what the movement is, who it's here for. You know everyone in that space is going to be super soul aligned. You know if everyone who's in that Instagram, if you place them all at an experience, you would be vibing with everyone because they would be all soul aligned. That's what I'm talking about when it's soul aligned, not just the what you do, but because of who they are, their personality, their energy, their vibe, all of that is aligned. That alignment is key because it allows you to, when you step up and become the soulful CEO and you're really fully expressed, it pulls in that because they can finally see you. The other thing that may be showing up for you right now is around your offers, and maybe you have a bit of a unique method there, but maybe you're not stepping into fully owning this method, or the method is there, but it's missing out a huge part that maybe through your journey so far has kind of blossomed and you've kind of embodied it behind the scenes, but it's yet to be brought through your unique method. So that unique method is kind of, it's ready to be refined and it's ready for you to step into and own. This is the way I do things because of who I am, because of how I do things, and because of my vibey unique way with all my gifts, all my energy, and my expertise as well. Like you're ready to own that. And through this as well, the other gap here, or the other thing that could be showing up, is your not necessarily the gap, but the other thing you're probably feeling is that you're really craving to create these new experiences. Like you're ready, it might feel scary, but you're ready, and you know the next step is for you to create bigger impact. For example, create the group experiences, whether that is a group program, whether that is the membership, whether that is a retreat, whether that is holding an in-person day retreat or a workshop. Like you're ready to create these larger types of group experiences because you're ready to step into the bigger impact that you're here to create, being that leader, stepping into that leader, having this unique method that you've mastered, having your strong, clear movement with all the people in the same, dropping in on that same movement, and you creating that experience that holds them all together. That's this kind of elevation. This is the expansion of stepping into the soulful CEO. Do a little audit of your business. This may be already be like flashing all the things, but do your clients feel soul? Do they feel like soul clients or just ideal clients? Do they feel like they're at that point in that journey where they're ready to go deeper, or are they earlier on in that journey that may be fine for like passive courses or something for that? But like in terms of how you're here to be known, are they at that point that matches that what feels really expansive and aligned for you? Are you feeling expansive taking them through the journey? Quick question to ask yourself. Have I mastered a method? Do I have this unique method that's an embodiment of where I'm at, my transformation, who I've already become? Do you have that unique method? And stepping into that unique method is like building and growing that confidence and feeling empowered as that leader because you're owning how you do things. It's what you're here to become known for. Do you feel like you have that? Or do you feel like you have it, but it's behind the scenes and you're not fully owning it and becoming known for it? So there's that kind of still keeping yourself small, still playing a bit small with it. Do you have a movement or this strong community, but do you have a movement that you're pulling in just your soul clients? So like I said, if you closed your eyes and you imagine your movement and those soul clients, if you place them in a physical, real world experience, think of like a vibey retreat. If they were all there, when you imagine that in-person experience of this vibey retreat, you're gonna feel like you're gonna connect to one soul client that's like multiplied. Like there's gonna be one vibe, one energy, one type of soul client. Yeah, they could all do different things, but the thing that unites them, there's things that unite them together so they feel like they're this group. There's this movement with everyone, all here for this one movement, this one mission. They're all here united. Do you feel like you're creating that through your brand at the moment? Is that really clear? Are you creating that energy that feels like people come in and they're finally like, oh my God, I found my people. I've been looking for ages for these people and I finally found them. Do you feel like you're creating that through your brand? And then on the surface with this can really show up like you could feel like you're struggling to attract soul clients or your offers aren't maybe structured, maybe you've got multiple different offers. Often I see like lots of lower ticket offers, they're all kind of doing the same thing. So you don't feel like you've got that really strong offer suite that's flowing your soul clients through your offers. Maybe you're not retaining clients. Again, that could be a structure thing, but also it could be that they're not soul clients. This unique method, this movement, is that really growing your brand? And the biggie with this as well is you feel like you're not showing up as who you know you're here to become. So the first step with this, and this brings in the mantra, soul leads, strategy leverages. Up until this point, you've probably been leading with the misaligned strategy. We need to flip it. We need to lead with the soul so we can connect to who you're here to become. Connect to that movement that is your soul movement that only you are here to build. We need to reconnect to that. We need to clarify that. And that's when we reshift and reposition the strategy side of things so that you then are positioned in a way that gets seen, but you're positioned in a way that's more deeply aligned to who you're becoming. So the first step, connect to who you're becoming as a soulful CEO. Now we're expanding the vision of who you're here to become. Evolve what you're here to evolve into, who you're here to evolve into. So the soulful CEO who is the leader that you always needed, this soulful CEO who's living your soul lifestyle, who's aligned with her energy, her vibe, who she is, even like all the way down to how she dresses, how she expresses herself. She's really that version who's owning who she is. If you haven't yet listened to episode two, continue listening to this and then go back to that because I take you through a visualization for that so you can connect to it more from a soul place. Really bring to mind and close your eyes and do the visualization, but really see her. Like, where is she? What's her energy like? How is she holding space? How are the people in front of her feeling being in her presence? How does she dress? Like, what's her vibe? How is she living? What's her energy when she's just totally aligned? What does that all feel like? How is she embodying her values? And not just a value that is a word that's dropped in of balance. How is she actually embodying balance, for example, in real life? How is she embodying that value? How are these values part of who she is and how she shows up in her whole lifestyle? Who is the leader that you always needed? Connect back to any moments in past experiences where maybe you didn't have that leader. What was it you were looking for? And how is this mirroring back to you who you are as the leader? What traits is this showing you about your character, about the character that you're here to develop, your soulful CEO character? What is this showing you about those traits that you're here to develop as that version of yourself? And then when we've connected to who the soulful CEO is, then let's connect to that version of yourself, stepping into her, seeing her, feeling her. What experiences is she leading? Closing your eyes and seeing your soul clients in front of you. What is the one thing that unites them? The one thing that brings them all together? What are they saying to you at the end of the experience? Oh my God, I am so grateful that I now feel X, Y, and Z. What are they so grateful for? This is going to change my life because I've now let go of X, Y, and Z. What have they let go of? What are they saying? Oh my God, I'm finally free of this. And now I can't wait to do this. How is this manifesting in their life? What is that one thing that unites them? This bigger thing that unites them all together. What is their energy? What's their vibe? What's their personality? That might just be a general feeling of the group, but that also might be linked to the movement and specifically the who. We want to get clear on who this is. What are the experiences that she's leading, but also who is she here for? The who is huge for repositioning. Who is she here for? So often the who is off. We don't own the who because when you're truly aligned to who you're here to help, when you truly embody and own that, it can feel scarier because it can feel a lot more deeply aligned. That can bring up the fears of helping that person because it's so aligned, because it's so you, because it's why you started your business for this version of yourself. What's her energy? What's her vibe? What's her personality? How are you already embodying this that it's attracted them to you? So now with these, we've touched upon your soulful CEO, what experiences she's leading, who is there, what is this movement for that group that are there all in front of you. You can start to see, is there any gaps in your business from that version, what she's creating, who she's here for, with what is going on now? Start to notice the gaps, and there will be a gap, and the gap is great because the gap is the evolution, and the gap is where the repositioning needs to happen for you to, one, from a brand point of view, reposition to that, to be seen as that. But then there's also the embodiment piece of embodying this evolution of who you're here to become, embodying this leader version of you, but then repositioning your brand to align to that, creating your offers to align to that. Who are you as a soulful CEO? What is this bigger movement that you're leading? What is the transformation that you've embodied? What is this unique method? All of those steps, all of those aspects, parts that are meant you've embodied this. Allow yourself with this unique method to be innovative. Like, be creative, be innovative. Stop seeking to see evidence of its existence. So, we need to stop seeking to look around at other people in our niche and thinking, oh, they do it like that. That's their unique method. It's confirmed my way. Because when you feel like what you see outside of you confirms your way, there'll be aspects that you're leaving out that are so freaking powerful. And you're leaving them out because you're trying to fit in with what feels safer with what's done around us. So mute all of that. Step away from this. This is where it's like soul leads, strategy leverages. So stay with the soul, stay with the soul, create from the soul, lead with the soul. What is this unique method that you've embodied that's helped you? We don't need to see evidence of its existence. There probably won't be evidence of its existence because you are here to create it in your way. That's what means you are here to build a movement because it's you and it's your movement for your soul clients to find you. Ask yourself, why did you seek those parts of your unique method, each element of it? Why did you seek those parts out? Each part would have served a purpose for you and your transformation. So imagine your soul client not having access to that. They're not going to get what you got. That's why we've got to fully embody that. And that's why it becomes part of your way that you're here to do things. You've been drawn to these things through your experiences, through your story, through your gifts, through how you see things and do things. That's what your soul clients are looking for. Again, only your soul clients. There's going to be other people that look around for how other people do things, and that's great. They're not for you. You're here for your unique method, for your soul clients that are looking for this, just in the way that you crafted this because you needed it for yourself. Your soul clients right now are also looking for this. So here we've got who you are as a soulful CEO, this bigger movement that you're leading, the transformation that you've embodied, what your unique method is, who is this person, who is this soul client that you're helping through this unique method. You can already probably see here it's showing that if you like match this versus what your Instagram and your brand right now may be misaligned, and that again, that's showing their a repositioning, which there always will be when you evolve and you grow into your soulful CEO. That's an evolution of who you are. So your brand's got to evolve too. Brand's got to evolve too. And also with your offers, they're here then to be restructured. With your offers, what now feels like you've outgrown? There could be some things, some offers that you're like, yep, definitely outgrown that. But you may be still holding on to it. Why are you still holding on to it? What is the fear that's coming up that's making you still hold on to it? What are you stepping into as your soulful CEO who is powerfully letting go of certain offers? Who, what is she letting go of? You in 6 months' time, what has she let go of? And what has that now created space for? Your offers, what needs to be restructured? With your offers, what's no longer working for this version that you're becoming? Again, might have worked up to this point, great, but we're not there anymore. We're creating from who you're becoming. So what needs to be restructured to be aligned to your soulful CEO? And this could be, I won't go into all of this now, but this could be the delivery, the access to you, even the price, or whether it completely needs to be restructured. Maybe you've thrown everything into an offer, and we don't do that. We create intentionally. So what needs to be restructured? Maybe you can start to see what they are already, what those offers are already that need to be restructured. An element here, what is ready to infuse more of your soulful CEO? When we create offers and experiences, again, I'm going to do a whole episode on this, but when we create these group programs, they're not just a group program the same as what everyone else does. These group programs are soul-changing experiences. They are soul-changing experiences. A huge aspect of that that makes these soul changing is that they become an experiential extension of you and your movement. An example of this, say part of your transformation has all been around self-love, and now you're, as you embody your soulful CEO, you radiate self-love all the way through to how you show up, your life. Your offers then embody this aspect, right? An experiential extension of this means that you don't just teach self-love. You don't just have a lesson that says, what is self-love? How you can do self-love? They're embodying it. So it's not just teaching the lessons. The way in which you're delivering it means that they're embodying self-love. So for example, super easy example of this is you can either teach, say, this is what self-love is, or a part of that can be take yourself on a self-love date. They're embodying self-love. They're embodying the feeling of self-love. So we can start to look at all these elements, and this is when we can really bring your brand to life through your experiences. So even with your experiences, they should all feel what your brand is. So for example, if you're all around fun, you might not be teaching that. That might not be part of what you teach, but it's part of your brand and who you are. So you might be standing up at the start, shaking things out to get out your head and into your body, and there's like fun music playing. They're embodying the energy of fun. They're embodying you and how you do things, and you're not having to teach them anything about it, but you've been really clever with these experiential things that mean that they feel and they embody what the transformation is, but also you and your brand. I'll do a whole episode on this because it's juicy and it's not spoken about anywhere else. This is a very different way in which I help my clients create group programs and experiences. And then the last thing with this is, what then are you bringing in new? What is Soulful CEO you creating? You probably already know what this is. Again, notice what's the fears coming up? What's the noise coming up? Expect that to be there. You're stepping into something new. It's expansive. It's also going to feel like there's parts of you coming up trying to come in and keep you safe. Your ego's going to get loud. The stories will probably get loud. That's okay. Connect to the soul. Create the vision first. Create what it is you're here to create. For example, these new offers. Create that from the soul. Let the soul lead. And then we come in with the strategy to bring this to life. But then the strategy leverages. So this mantra through this whole process, this mantra, when soul leads, everything we've done right now has flipped it. So your soul is now leading. When your soul leads, strategy leverages. When your soul leads, who you are as a soulful CEO, the movement that you're here to create, who you're here to create that impact for, what you're no longer doing with your offers, what you've outgrown, what you're stepping into, your soul is leading, that movement is leading, who you're here to become is leading. Then the strategy leverages that. Then we reposition you so your brand embodies that. Then we create the offers that infuse who you are. Then we restructure your offer suite so that it aligns to who you are as a soulful CEO, not just what you do, but your soul lifestyle, your energy, how you're living. Can you see that flip? Can you see how that flip completely changes the strategy and completely changes how you do things in your business? This is the different way in which we do business over here. This is the different way in which we do business. And when you are a soulpreneur evolving and becoming the soulful CEO, this way will change everything because it leads with the soul, which is what you're here to do. I'm going to wrap this all up here. That has been potent. So I'll leave this here. Let me know, please, as I said, drop into my DMs. I really hope this landed. I really hope this flip of the soul leads and the strategy leverages now makes sense. And I hope as well you're starting to see, oh, actually, what am I ready to shift and shake up in my business and lean into this feeling exciting and expansive? Lean into the soul first, go deep with that, and then we come in with the strategy. Of course, if you're looking for any support in this, my Soulful CEO days are perfect for this. We go into all of this. We get the clarity on all of this, not just dive into like the soul and really like clarifying and going deep with that. We then obviously come in with all the strategy, reposition, create the offers, build out the new offers as well. So the Soulful CEO is perfect for that. If you want to go even deeper as well, I have my one-to-one, which is a 3-month one-to-one becoming the Soulful CEO. So if you want to hear about any more of those, of course, drop into my DMs. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I loved this episode. And I'll see you in the next one. Your love, vibes, energy, soul support literally means so much to me. So if you've enjoyed today's episode, please share, review, or rate the podcast because it allows me to reach more soulful CEOs. And if we're not connected over on Instagram, then come over and join the community at we_are_soulful and come and say hey. I'd love to see you there, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.